An Indian army spokesman says the battle erupted when soldiers launched an operation to flush out Islamic terrorists who had crossed from Pakistan into Kashmir's Kupwara district. The Indian army's Gurmeet Singh says the militants were well-trained and possessed sophisticated equipment such as AK-47 rifles, pistols and global positioning systems.
Primarily, this is a thick jungles. It's a difficult terrain. Visibility in this area is very difficult. And even the indoctrination, kitting and the equipment with the militants, with the terrorists was of high order.
The latest gun battle is Kashmir's biggest in recent months. Search operations are continuing in the area. The army says the militants belonged to the Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Taiba group, which has been blamed by Indian authorities for several terror attacks in the country. The Lashkar-e-Taiba has claimed responsibility for the encounter. A spokesman says the group will continue to sacrifice for the freedom of Kashmir and that India should understand that the freedom struggle in the region continues. Kashmir is divided between India and Pakistan. The Lashkar-e-Taiba has been on the front lines of a violent separatist insurgency which erupted 2 decades ago to free the pot under Indian rule. But violence has decreased considerably since India and Pakistan embarked on a peace process in 2004. However, the Indian Army's Gurmeet Singh says groups of militants continue to infiltrate into the region, particularly as warmer weather approaches.
This period of the year is the time when the snow is in the process of melting and such infiltrations are expected. And we were ready for this.
Kashmir is India's only Muslim-majority region. Tens of thousands of troops are deployed in the scenic area to fight Islamic insurgents. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.